from some of those files, literally 30 years, tunes that no one has heard.
We will provide a link to that in the information button on SoundCloud once this episode goes live after we go on air.
Awesome. This tune is called Fulcrum. I don't know. Are we broadcasting in stereo?
Indeed we are.
So you get, the home listener gets to enjoy Onyx's abuse of the pan. One of the favorite things you can do with a tracker is just, you can turn the volume all the way up, and then most of the way down, and then part of the way up, and then most of the way down, then all the way up. It gives you this throbbing kind of whoa, 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 whoa. And you can do the same thing with panning from the left to the right. Okay, we're going to take a little break from Onyx and his colleagues at Sonic Equinox. One of my very, very favorite tunes from the 604 tracker coming up from Jazz of Euphonics. It's Sidewinder's remix of his Night of the Living Hoovers. Enjoy the panning.
And we're back. Amazing, amazing stuff.
Hello out there, Bitcoover.
Woo!
And Burnabit.
Woo!
And Cobitlam.
Yep. Chiptoria, maybe. This is, of course, part two. Second time, glad to have you back. Cthulhu, the head of Misty Gree, the art collective, started out in the early days of bulletin board systems in the 90s in Vancouver.
Tonight we're celebrating the release of the Sonic Equinox January 2024, a collection of hell of a lot of music they left behind in the 90s, unreleased, unheard. Someone went to the work of making the songs. Let the people hear. At the time, they thought, no one's interested in this stuff. I want to move on to the new exciting stuff, which in almost every case was kind of a step down. Not necessarily musically, though I'm sure there were some folks who put their trackers aside and picked up ska, and they probably had a hell of a lot of fun. Ironically, one of my colleagues, now the drum and bass DJ Sidedream, got his start. I showed him how to use a tracker. He wanted to make ska music on a computer. He's not making ska anymore, but it's working for him. This is a Full Frontal Assault by Onyx. You just heard the Sidewinder's remix of Night of the Living Hoovers by Jazz from Euphonics, the Better Late Than Chia mix. This tune is a tribute to Future Crew, the Finnish demo scene gods responsible for the epic Second Reality demo, part of the incredible community in Scandinavia of folks who just understand their very simple computing devices inside out and are able to trick them into doing things you would swear were impossible. They've been doing the impossible for decades now. The demo scene descends from the cracking traditions of the C64 and Apple II right back to the early 80s. Their stuff didn't sound like this, but it's all part of the same ecosystem, if you will. Here we have brought Onyx, just helping himself to some of the samples used by, I guess, Skaven and Purple Motion in some of their Future Crew tunes, and asking himself, what would I do like if I was conducting that orchestra? Next time I'm on here, I gotta play Catch the Goblin.
Oh, yes, please. I also noticed, I'm just pulling up the Wikipedia article on demo scene, and it said in 2020, Finland added demo scene to its UNESCO list of intangible cultural heritage.
As well they should.
And Germany and Poland joined in 2021. Netherlands in 2023. Totally agree with that.
You know, when you start with demo scene, what you get a few years later is Nokia. You know how to coax performance out of gutless hardware? Great. You know, shrink it down, the form factor, and dominate the world of cell phones for a decade or so. This is Go-Go King, also another composition by Onyx. You get all the different flavors. He's kind of like an ice cream truck that goes by. I can't presume to tell you what any of these titles mean or what any of the songs are about. Very possibly they're not about anything, but so many textures. We were just doing the side chat while Night of the Living Hoovers was playing, and talking about how you can present two people with the same basic tool and get output that's so incredibly different. People not steeped in computer music, history of computer creativity, might think that it's a restrictive format. All these constraints, how can you distinguish yourself? But endless diversity, infinite diversity, and infinite combinations, as they say. This next one coming up is also from The Fishy Game. It's called Aha. And if you load that level up in the level editor, it's kind of an underwater cyberpunk dystopia. Onyx, you're so goofy. screens are full of static. Wires are sparking. And in the middle of it is a fish swimming around. I guess whatever crashed civilization the fish is exploring developed liquid-cooled computing. Now, this collection of music from Sonic Equinox, which I need to underscore, the collection that we're releasing, they did have other releases earlier in their history, but sharing this collection of tunes quintuples the amount of Sonic Equinox compositions circulating out in the public. So, for anyone out there interested in future scholarship on this subject, the amount of material you have to pour over is now considerably richer and deeper. When you're penning your thesis, oh, like that, haha is over, and next up, half a ton of steel. We were talking about how these computer guys in their basements, they loved heavy metal, but they didn't know how to play electric guitar, but they did know how to sample an electric guitar. They were like, I'm being hardcore! Just gonna thrash out with my computer compositions. And it seems kind of goofy in retrospect, but then you think, you know, heavy metal fans on computers is where Doom and Quake came from. And it turns out that was a very popular flavor combination. Now, not only represented in this music disc, Onyx, but work from his colleagues, Lethal Impact, Dark Avatar, Freak. I know we got at least a song or two of his in here. Got one coming up by Zinc. And it even includes a song by the elusive Eto, programmer of the Pablo Draw ANSI editing program and the central programmer of Sonic Equinox. And that was it for half a ton of steel. This one's called Jolt, official beverage of the 1990s computer nerd.
I have had Jolt before. It's like Tang. It's a kick in the glass. It's a heavily caffeinated beverage.
It really makes your teeth feel like they're sticking together.
Oh my goodness.
After you slam it back through the 90s. You know, all my life I've felt that, you know, marketing isn't talking to me. But then there was Jolt. And I was like, that's the one I'm buying. I am a wired hacker.
On one of these ads, it's got sparks behind a Jolt cannon that says, join the Jolt revolt.
Well, Jolt is definitely revolting. There was a corner store a block from my high school. I'd stop there on the way home, pop over next door to Benny's Bagels. The cafe surrounded by a cage, as described in one of William Gibson's books. After I went to school with his son, the thing about cyberpunk is, the thing about all science fiction is to use it to describe the present. Pretending like you're talking about the future. We've moved right on to another song here. Light at the End. This is one of the highlights of this disc, so I'm gonna ramp it down a little bit. Give you a couple minutes to enjoy a bit of this melodic tracker metal, if you will.
And we'll be right back on Vancouver FM, live here on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is, of course, the return of Cthulhu. Welcome back.
Here we are, Bitcoover fans. Still listening to Onyx's music from the Sonic Equinox canceled Fishy game. This tune has such an elegiac feel. Lost in Steel. That it's just a little fish swimming around exploring the sunken ruins of a forgotten technological civilization. I would have loved to play that game, but...
What platform was it scheduled to
be? Well, it was developed on PC, but, you know, that could have gone a lot of different ways. Since, you know, mods compressed down real nice. And, you know, even big companies ended up using tracker formats or tracker-adjacent formats for a long time after the need for that kind of efficiency was a thing of the past. I remember Epic had a pseudo tracker format it used in the Unreal line, and it's wild to live in a world where Epic is a major player in the games industry. The Jill of the Jungle guys, like, oh yeah, they made ZZT. It's like they were always one step behind Apogee.
But, shout out Apogee.
Well, it's hard to recover from Duke Nukem Forever.
But they still made Biomenace, so that's mine. And then I always enjoyed Duke Nukem 2. That was my favorite.
Yeah, all well worthwhile. But I guess at some point the curtain opened up and everyone realized that the secret geniuses at the heart of Apogee actually had left the building and were ID. And, you know, they did what they could with what remained. And, like I say, it was all worthwhile, but they don't all get a chance to change the world.
Apogee later became 3D Realms.
There you go. And they're very active on social media. They've got a storage unit that's just full of Duke Nukem and Max Payne mouse pads, and they're doing giveaways around the clock. If you like engagement with your heroes, or you just want a dozen Duke Nukem mouse pads.
Oh wow! They also did Prey in 2006. Nice. Prey was a cool game.
Absolutely.
Prey was, I think, one of the first games to feature an indigenous protagonist.
Yeah, I mean, in the footsteps of Turok.
Oh yeah.
But no one made them do that.
Like 3D, yeah.
They weren't shooting to go woke. They thought this is the right way to tell the story, yeah. And people are still talking about it today because they were right.
Michael Gray Eyes, shout out.
We're listening to Meanness Exorcism. It's getting a little darker, a little discordant. Of course, with computers, there's no rails on the thing, really. So if you want to go discordant, no one is stopping you. You know, you can tell the computer to do things that would break a conventional instrument. It's a challenge for those who compose on computers and then need to arrange for orchestras. Well, and then I want you to play this note. Like, but my instrument cannot reach that note. The human mouth is not capable of making an embouchure that degree of tightness. Okay, well, we'll see what I can do. Maybe we just trigger a sample. Oh, I think we've reached the exorcism. If you start vomiting pea soup, turn off the radio.
Bitcoover FM provides no medical advice
or theological guidance. All right, coming up, Mole Cube by Zinc of Radiance. J. Ray. He's got a different touch. You get to know their styles. Sometimes you can hear it, sometimes you can see it pouring over their programming in the columns of hex. early jungle flavor there. Selfie. Throw your gang signs if you got them. Alright, even flipped. Sadly, can't see my ASCII art skin on my Winamp, but it'll have to do.
Proof. Proof that the return is here. Cthulhu is with us, live and direct on CJSF 90.1 FM. We are delving deep into collections of music from Vancouver's early internet history. Mistigris, MISTIGRIS.
And all the I's are lowercase and all the other letters are uppercase.
Of course.
Very critical to spell
case,
that way.
Case sensitive is a big thing here.
That makes it look more elite.
Absolutely. 1337 all day. And of course, we'll be providing links to a lot of the material we're talking about. And you can download the collection on Bandcamp if you go to mistfunk.bandcamp.com, M-I-S-T-F-U-N-K.
If you're at all interested in any of the stuff on this wavelength, we also have a vibrant sideline in visual art in vintage computer formats as well. Teletext screens, ANSI, ASCII, high-resolution graphics like you might have seen on a C64 or BBC Micro. It looks like what this sounds like, essentially. And if you are interested in more, you can find it MistFunk on virtually any social media platform. We got in too late to own Mistigris everywhere, but MistFunk was our plan B. And we really embody it. We're just wrapping up Mole Cube here by Zinc of Sonic Equinox. One of the many tunes you can find in the SE_D0124 collection, rounding up about 7.5 hours of unreleased Sonic Equinox tracker tunes. A skimming of the cream from that collection is available on our Bandcamp as MistFunk, but it's just the tip of the iceberg. Coming up next, from Onyx's colleague, Freak. This is a tune from, again, the very earliest days of Sonic Equinox. It's Mutiny.
And I actually just downloaded the whole zip file. It takes a couple seconds with a broadband connection. That's the SE_D0124.zip. And there's 199 items in here.
And it includes, again, the demo and the level editor for the fishy game.
I see it, prettyfishy.zip. Oh. And seplay.exe. Amazing. A bunch of JPEG files. We've got S3M files. What else is in here? IT files, nice. NFO.
You'll see, if you go to the Bandcamp, in addition to making all these songs, Onyx was also minting a lot of his own kind of anime-inspired graphics in Deluxe Paint 2. And I paired them, where possible, with the songs to give each song on the Bandcamp its own unique illustration made by the artist, garnished with The Draw ANSI typeface, harvested from a Mistigris artist, Maverick. So everything there is kind of original to us and all belonging to the same period. So if you like the taste of 1994, please find your way to the MistFunk Bandcamp, and you'll find it in high concentration.